How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine actually. I've just had a honey and lemon and ginger tea.
Was it nice?
So nice.
Soothing.
It's my go-to. Yeah, very soothing.
Is it? Because you don't drink normal tea, do you, Tom?
I don't like to drink normal tea.
Why is that?
Do you know what? It's so silly. I don't know why. I think it's in the same way that I haven't moved out of my parents' house.
You just something you do.
I just don't want to. Somehow I just don't want to embrace like normal living.
But you drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, and I like coffee as a child, which is odd.
Oh, it's so on brand for you though.
Isn't it?
So on brand.
And smoking Gauloises cigarettes.
What?
I'm joking.
I thought you had a pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, as a child I did. Yeah. Lovely. Pipes, disgusting.
Yeah, they're vile, aren't they?
Horrible smell.
Yeah, really bad smell.
I mean, maybe they're a nice tobacco. I don't know. It's all a bit...
No one really... You very seldomly see someone with a pipe these days, do you?
Was there a time during the sort of hipster boom?
Are we still in the hipster boom? That's the question.
I wondered that. Or has our age become a little bit more depressing? It's not as opulent.
I think Brexit ruined hipsters.
Do you know what? It sort of did a bit, didn't it?
We all have to start thinking a bit more.
We all had to start thinking. We couldn't just...
Like ride a bicycle and
yeah,
and put flowers in our beards.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shame.
Happy days. Happy days.
Happy days.
Happy days. Now, Susie.
Yes, Thomas.
What are your thoughts on football?
We were going to talk about football, weren't we? Now, you and I played a game of football recently, didn't we?
My first ever.
Yeah. See, I was shocked by this. You'd never had a kick about.
No, never.
Why do you think that was?
Again,
not even with your brother?
No. I think I just never... It's exactly the same point as with everything else. I felt like I couldn't join in. Don't know why. Just never felt the inclination. I was always worried about getting kicked in the shins.
I mean, it does really hurt if you get kicked in the shins.
It really hurts.
But did you not... Did you not feel like... I'm just amazed that there was not a point when you were like, I don't know, six, when someone was like, here's the ball, kick it.
When I was in the Cubs, Arkayla said, go on, go and have a kickabout with the boys.
Who's Arkayla?
She's the head of the Cubs.
What? Of every Cub, there's an Arkayla, like a brown owl?
Yeah, I think so, right? Joel, were you in the Cubs? Yeah.
Arkayla?
Yeah.
Was it a woman?
In our Cubs, well, yeah. Arkayla, we will do our best.
So, in my head, Arkayla is dressed like...
Yes?
...a Viking woman.
Well, it's
is that incorrect? With a breastplate on? Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly it. And the
head hat, with the horns. The hat with the horns. And like some sort of leather pleated skirt.
Yeah, that's exactly what
she... Is that how she was dressed?
No, it's more... I want to say shift dress. Is that a thing? What is a shift dress?
Well, it's just chiffon dress.
Oh, no, that's not. Like a dress that just goes straight down.
Sure.
But sort of, I think it had a collar, obviously a scarf, woggle.
Obviously a scarf
obviously
and a woggle.
Scarf and a woggle.
Now, a woggle is that little bit...
The little thing that holds it round.
Like a toggle?
It's like a toggle, but I think a toggle's got a button.
Okay.
I think so.
So what would you get up to in Cubs? I would have liked Cubs, but Mum said, do you want to go to Brownies? And I said, no, I don't want to spend my evenings following girls around. I mean, to a decade later.
I mean, cut to... Do you remember that film... What's it called? An American Dream? About the two mice who moved to America.
Yes.
Somewhere out there. So that's what we both should have been singing at our window. Because you were saying that. And I was like, well, do I want to go to the Cubs? It's all the boys. I don't really know any boys.
So what did you do at the Cubs?
So mainly talk to Arkayla.
Of course.
And then sometimes you'd be like, go on, Tom. Go and have a kickabout.
Go and play.
Go and play with them. Go and have a play about with the boys.
What would you talk to her about? Were you interested like in her life outside of Cubs?
Of course. I think she was going on a cruise.
Yes. And as a gay man, of course.
You know,
always an interest.
Always got an interest in travel. Whether in any context. And so I think I'd talk about that. Then we'd have to get into our sixes. Did you have to do that in brownies?
I didn't go.
Oh, so you didn't go at all? Sorry, no. I thought you were forced to go.
No, no, no.
So you had to get in your sixes.
Yep.
I was a sixer.
What's a sixer?
Head of the six.
Oh. And then what did you do in your sixes?
You start off as a seconder and then you're a sixer.
And then what do you do when you're in your sixes?
You wait there for... so you arrive.
Yep.
When Arcadia says it's time, you stand in the circle.
Yeah.
You recite the Cub Scout promise.
Which is what? I'll do my best.
My very, very best. Simply the best. It's the lyrics to Tina Turner's song. To do my duty to God.
Oh, it's a God thing.
It's a bit God-y. To do my duty to God, the country and the queen, I think.
Oh.
It's very like army-y.
That is quite army-y.
Because it was created by Baden-Powell when all the kids wanted to get involved in the war effort, I think.
Right. Three fingers salute?
Three fingers salute.
Which is actually what I call one of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you did. And then you do the salute, but then you do the promise with it out in front, with your three fingers out in front. And then you do it to your head.
Yeah.
And that's when you salute the flag. And then the flag goes up.
And what kind of flag is it, Tom?
Oh, the Union flag.
The Union flag or the Union Jack?
It's, if you were in the Cub Scouts, you would know it's called the Union flag. Its nickname is the Union Jack.
I'm so sorry.
So, Casey, what you would have learned if you'd gone.
The Union flag sounds like it's for the unions.
Oh, it does, like, doesn't it? Yeah.
Like a mining.
Oh, that must have been confusing. Union, yeah. Then, so it's a bit militaristic like
that. And then did you play?
Then then there's a bit of notices, you know.
Oh, what, like an AGM?
Kind of, but every week.
Oh, so like a WGM.
Like a weekly general meeting, yeah. Like an assembly.
When they'd say something like, so seven of you are going on the camping trip. You've got to tell your mums if you want to go. We have to have that letter in by next week.
Exactly, that sort
you
of
need
thing.
An adult signature.
Exactly, that sort of thing. You will need an adult signature.
We are going to need three mums to drive, or dads.
Yeah. If anybody's parents are around and can drive a minibus.
Also, the local church is having a fete?
Yes, often affiliated with a church. Sure. My one wasn't, actually, but often affiliated with a church. And sometimes... Oh, well, actually, when I was in the Beavers, which is really saying something. It was a long time ago.
I've been in the Beavers more recently than you.
Yeah, I bet you would have joined that one, wouldn't you, Susie? Then that's a bit more. That's for when you're really little and you can just wear a tracksuit.
What did you wear to the Scouts?
Then the Cubs, you wear shorts and a shirt
and like a little hat.
No, they were phased out when I got there. I think you had to wear a garter on your socks though.
Oh, I think it's also adorable.
Photographs are available.
Also, the kind of thing that I would look lovely in now.
It's a look, you know, Susie.
Like if I dress like Jess William.
It's that.
It's a lovely thing.
It's a lovely fancy dress look for you.
Oh, maybe I'll go as a Scout.
Yeah. Go as a scout. The scouting movement, the international scouting movement.
Yeah, isn't like Bear Grylls like the head of it now?
Yeah, he's the king of them.
Yeah.
The king of the Arcalas. And then, scouts, you get to wear trousers and a green shirt.
Lovely.
And your woggle at that point goes from being that's right, in Cubs, it's for what six you are. So it's like maroon, red, blue.
Sure.
And that's shown on your woggle. And then... in Scouts, then it moves to a leather plait.
Oh, I bet you love that.
You bet. You bet I did. And you'd have to turn up for parades, like...
I bet you love that.
I love a parade. For Remembrance Day. Solemn occasion, actually, Susie, in the car park of the Civic Centre.
I'm so sorry.
And on a Sunday. It wasn't like our...
How long did you go for?
Well, I looking back, it felt like I did it for quite a long time. My dad always liked us to do things.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I really wanted to just sit down and watch the telly like other children seem to be
able to do. Or play the old Joanna.
Play the old Joanna. Yeah, that was another thing. So in the Cubs, you have parade where you have inspection.
Right.
In your sixes. It's very much like the army.
Yeah, that is like the army.
And then I think you have...
We say both never being in the army.
Exactly.
I've seen some
like
films. It sounds exactly like the army.
Is it like Private Benjamin? And then I think you have a quick game. Then you have a break for orange squash.
And biscuits?
I think they might have been a digestive.
I love that. I love orange squash and biscuits.
Yeah, it is nice, actually.
It's really comforting. That's what I used to go to the YMCA.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I mean, It was where, so it was after school club, but it was at the YMCA.
Oh my God. I mean,
so you'd be like, you're going to the YM.
Wow. It's, suddenly I feel like I'm, it's the script of some sort of, no, it doesn't matter.
Sad working class drama.
Yeah. No. anyway.
So
yeah.
You'd go after school and in the school holidays.
Oh.
And you could go all day to
Young
like.
Men's Christian Association.
It was the Young Men's Christian Association, but I wasn't involved in any of the Young Men or the Christian Association. I was just there for the Y.
So what did you do there? First rule, get your feet off the ground.
Yep. First rule, don't feel down.
Don't feel down.
Yep. I was dressed as a Red Indian, which of course now, very, retrospectively.
Very unfortunate.
No, so you would go, there'd be like a bit of chat, like sitting in a circle at the top.
Oh, so a bit of the same.
A bit of chat, sit in the circle. Then they'd get out one of those massive parachutes.
Oh, is it like that?
And like throw it in the air, you all run underneath it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Someone would always like run into someone else and have a nosebleed.
Endless nosebleeds as children.
Oh, I'd never had one.
I only got one once through stress.
I've had one through stress as well.
Which is weird, it just came out of nowhere. Isn't that funny? You had one too.
Yeah. Just not during my A-levels, of course, I didn't do A-levels. I was busy showing off, doing a B-tech.
It's all different paths up the mountain. And yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was there I was stood on the corner outside school with one of the ladies who worked in the office and it just came on.
Were you friends with her?
Of course.
What was her name? Marion? Feels like Marion.
I might think it was Sue, actually.
Oh, disappointing.
Not a Marion. I think. She had a bob and a lovely pencil skirt. Dog like, tooth.
I can imagine you saying that to her. Her being like...
So pleased.
He's remarkable.
What a lovely child.
What a charming boy.
What a lovely boy.
Yeah.
So, nosebleed under the parachute.
Yes, there'd be that sort of carry on for a bit. Then there might be a couple of games of Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah, I remember games like that.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Then you'd break for a squash and then you might do something in the afternoon like go somewhere.
Oh, that would be nice. Like so this is the school holiday.
This is the school holiday,
so
yeah.
So this isn't the after school.
After school would be more like just chatting in groups.
Chatting in groups.
they'd be chatting in groups and playing and...
Get into pairs, get into teams.
The worst. Yeah, the worst. Like three-legged races, that sort of thing.
Sure.
There was a boy that I fancied who was like a grown-up. He must have been like 19. Mm. And he had a guitar and long hair. And I remember thinking, well, that's the epitome of cool.
That and...
Sort of looks like Hosier does now.
Yeah, I was going to say
and,
that.
And yeah, just loved him. But yeah, that was my equivalent, I guess. Loved going to the YM. And then on school holidays, it would be like we're going ice skating.
Skating in the afternoons.
Yeah, can you imagine such a thing?
Oh, wow, lovely. That's a real treat.
Someone would go down on their ankle and then really cry.
Oh.
That's, you know.
Someone with a name like Laura.
Yeah, Laura's fallen over.
Laura's fallen over.
We're going to have to ring her mum.
Yeah, are you all right, Laura? Or do you want me to call your mum? She's going to be all right. You're going to be all right because they don't want to call your mum.
No. Really, no, do you want to get an ice pack, which is weird on ice?
Yeah, I mean, Colston Newcastle or what? And then I remember going to a summer holiday one, but because I was so nice, all the other kids got to go out and play and the woman kept me behind to do cleaning.
What kind of cleaning?
Oh, like dustpan and brush cleaning. It was like, I know a castle on a cloud.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
Did you sing that while you were doing it?
Of course.
I look together in my dreams.
I was wearing a Mac. Yeah.
Did your mum complain or anything?
Yes, there was a bit of a complaint about that.
And what did they say?
Oh, we thought we liked it or something. Same classic story. Everybody else went out and played in the tennis courts.
Oh, darling.
Because we do crafts in the morning.
Oh, I imagine you were quite good at that sort of thing.
Very good. Once I did the colouring in so well.
Yeah.
This was actually in the Beavers. I did the colouring in so well that people didn't believe it had been coloured in. They thought it had been printed.
I imagine that was a huge day for you.
Well, of course, all the other little brats were running around screaming.
And you just sat there nicely. Oh
like
my God. If I have a child, I just want them to be like you.
Well,
you'd sit nicely and not make too much of a fuss.
That's it. Look at you sitting there like a good boy. Things like that. That's what you want.
Sorry, I thought you were talking to me then. I mean, we were going to talk about football. So about... I was on a train with football, with like some scary football men. You know, and they're like,
oh, I don't like that. But sometimes they can be friendly.
Yeah.
Or they they're going to be.
They sort of, they weren't unfriendly to me. Mm. But I was like trapped in like this four seat in the middle of a carriage. And it was basically me and all of them and maybe like one or two other people.
Oh, that's very intimidating.
And then like a group of like, I want to say silly slags, but I feel like people will get in touch and say I'm not allowed to say that. Oh, maybe basic God. Bitches got on and were like, oh my God, have you been to the match? Oh. And they really enjoyed the fellas being like, all right, girl, she's got a nice dress on.
What football team could you make out?
It was Leicester. Because I was coming back from a gig.
Right.
And I had my headphones on and I put it up really loud.
What are you listening to? Girls just want to have fun.
No, I think Company the Musical. The new recording.
The new cast recording. Out now, available now, very good. Patti LuPone.
Rosalie Craig.
Like she's there with
it
you.
It is.
Rosalie Craig, what a voice.
It's a lot to enjoy.
Roz. I've met her, you know.
I know.
I called her Roz.
What did she say to that?
She was very, very nice. I would like her to be my friend.
Yeah, I'm sure you would, but I'm your friend. You don't need any more.
You don't need... Yeah, sure.
I've got enough friends, thank you. You're doing quite well enough.
You've got quite enough friends. I told you.
You're now friends with Joe Brand. You went to the theatre with her, didn't you?
Went to see Company. That's when I met Ross.
Ah. Rosalie. What, because Joe got invited backstage?
Yeah.
Because she knows Mal.
Yes.
Of course.
I don't like to divulge my celebrity friends on this podcast, but yes, that did happen.
I'm sorry. Do we need to cut that bit?
No, leave it in.
So they were all like... And I just was worried. I thought, oh, I wonder how long until some homophobia happens.
Mm. Did it?
No, it didn't. And then, is it me? Am I the problem?
Yeah,
because
maybe
I'm assuming
you're part of the
worst
problem.
Of people. Yeah. But I found it all quite stressful, which I didn't enjoy. And I quite like the idea of going to the footy. Because I'm quite good, you know, Tom.
You are good at football.
I'm
very
good at football.
Did you play?
I mean,
it,
I don't think I'll be called up.
I mean, it's not the draft, is it?
I wonder how low they'd have to get to be like, we're going to have to get Susie Ruffle.
Okay, listen. Turns out no one can play football anymore, but we found there's this one person.
There's this one person that can play. I'm thinking about going to the ladies' matches, like Arsenal ladies, or like maybe I'll become like someone that supports a ladies' football team.
I bet they would love that.
Well, I don't know if they'd love it.
They would love it.
I mean,
they would love it, Susie.
I'd just be someone in the stands, but you know, I could sing along.
That's what they
do.
Sing along with some songs.
Yeah, I could take a drum.
Take a what?
Drum.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
What did you think I said? Drug?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to take drugs at the football.
Take a drug?
No, a drum. There's a man called John.
John.
Portsmouth City Football Club.
Yes, John, Smith. If you're listening. John Smith, love your beers.
And he is, if you ever look at Portsmouth Football Club, Portsmouth newspapers, like magazine when the football's on, they always put a picture of him in it. He's... this guy that he's bare-chested, tattooed all over him, different Portsmouth Football Club things. He wears this huge hat. Joel, have you seen him? Do you know who I'm talking about? You do, yeah. He wears this huge hat with a blue wig and takes a drum and sings all the songs.
Really fit. What?
Yeah, maybe.
How old?
Maybe like 60s, 50s or 60s. I mean, yeah, he could be your daddy.
He could be
The idea of someone calling someone daddy, I find awful.
Yeah, it's really... I find it very strange.
Yeah, very strange. And also, I don't like it when... I got some shit on Twitter last week for saying this, but I really dislike it when adults call their parents mummy and daddy.
Did you get shit for that? I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, well, not shit, but people being like, actually, in Ireland, mammy and daddy is fine. And I was like, to you it is. I'm not in Ireland. I'm in London. But like, yeah, people being like, oh, no, don't be harsh. I call my dad daddy. And I was like, sounds like you want to fuck him.
Is that what you said? Is that what you said back?
No, I'm not that brave. I'm brave on the podcast, not brave on Twitter.
Yeah, I bet. Imagine if you'd said that. Mummy.
No, mummy sounds like mummy dearest.
Yeah, it's very like that. It's very kind of... it's
or like a little bit psycho. The film, not... I'm not
mother.
Using... Mother, mother.
A boy's
mother,
best friend is his mother. Yeah. So, John bangs a drum. Now, we're going back on the train. So,
sure.
Were they nice then in the end? When you
no,
had to get past
like one of them spilled a beer on me, which I was upset about.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that when you have to get a late train and there's lots
of...
I don't mind people in a good mood, obviously, but I don't love it.
But I don't love it.
I don't love it. You know, if they're in a good mood and they're having a bit of a laugh.
And I was in a quiet carriage.
I hope you told them to shush.
Could you imagine?
Just pointed at the sign. Excuse me.
I'm listening to a podcast.
I've just downloaded Woman's Hour.
Have you listened to this week's? Should I just put it on for the whole?
Listen, you won't want to miss it. Jenny's on fine form. So I hate that because beer smells if you get it.
Yeah, and then it was like, it was the fast train, but that meant that there was no stop. So I was just like, oh, I'm locked in.
Oh, no.
For ages.
Was there a guard?
Like, he wouldn't have got through. It was that busy.
Oh, one of those. Oh, yeah. I was on a train like that once. So when I was coming to London to do my show at the Palladium, not a big deal.
Clang.
The train.
Why didn't you get a taxi in, Tom? You're doing all right.
From Leeds.
As you were.
I was doing a show in Leeds the night before.
Oh, all right. She's doing well.
And I was booked onto the 9:45 train. I was like, there's no need for me to get the 9:45 train. If I can rest a bit that morning, I will. Yeah. So I got the 10:45. Get there. The 10:45 has been cancelled owing to a power failure at Doncaster. There will be no further trains running on this route. Our best advice is to head to Manchester and get to. I was like, days.
Yeah, that's
like looking
so
at getting an
stressful.
Uber, an Uber from Leeds.
How much was it?
£300.
Oh, God, that's a lot of money.
But I would have paid it. I would have paid it.
Yeah. But then it might have taken longer anyway.
Well, who knows? Well, so I ended up, I spoke to Flo. Flo said, do what they're saying. Go
friend
to
of the show.
Dear friend of the show. And Flo said, get to Manchester, do as you're told, like a good boy.
is that how she manages you?
Yes, is that not how she speaks to you?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. She calls me a good boy all the time. I love it.
And she said, do as they're saying. That's the best thing. So got on the train. Mm-hmm. And then the train... stopped in what's the place between the H? Not Halifax, not Harrogate, Huddersfield. Stopped there, changed trains, and then as I got on that train, all these footballers got on. I paid for a first class ticket.
Of course you did.
I couldn't get a seat. I was squashed in the corner with a shortbread. It was very, very traumatic. All football fans. They
how
were on
long
their way there.
Hmm? How long were they on there for? All the way to London?
It was half an hour. No, to Manchester.
Okay.
Then everybody gets off the train and no one knows where they're going, so they're all walking slowly. Then I got on the train, then it was fine. But stress.
That must have been very stressful on the day of your Palladium show.
But good distraction in a way.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, sorry.
No, I loved it. I mean, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, Susie.
What?
Well, nothing. what is your team?
I mean, I don't really have one, but I'm moving very near to Crystal Palace soon, so maybe it'll be them.
Be a Palace supporter. That's my family's team.
Oh, maybe I'll go with your dad.
Go with dad. Sometimes goes. He doesn't always like it if it's cold, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
We offered to get him a season ticket. He said, no, I don't want it. So he can go with his mates sometimes when they've got a spare ticket.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He gets a bit cold. But it's nice evening out with the boys.
With the boys?
Yeah, I think I should go, really, but I've been to the Arsenal. But anyway, that's for another podcast. So, Susie, tell us what's coming up for you. You're going on tour.
I'm still on tour. The tour's still ongoing.
Sorry, I forget when this is going up. Yeah. You're on tour.
I'm on tour. And I'm going back to the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes.
With a new show.
The details are available at susieruffle.com.
Yes. I don't think it's on sale yet. It will be soon, though. It's called Dance Like Everyone's Watching.
I love it. And the poster.
Thank you, Tom.
Is stunning.
Well, it will be when it's finished and they touch my face up.
Eamon...
Suga, yeah. Love him.
Great fan.
What are you up to, Tom?
I am going to be in Australia while this is going out. So if you have friends, family there, maybe you are there yourself. I'm going to be in Melbourne and Sydney.
Go and see Tom's show.
Do feel free to come along. Details at tomindeed.com.
Always say hello and always mention the podcast. I met a few people last year when I was in Australia and it was lovely.
Did you?
It's lovely when people say I listen to the podcast. Maybe it's like a little bit of...
Because we are.
I don't know. Makes you feel like homely or something.
We are broadcasting globally.
That's the thing you need to remember about us. We're broadcasting globally.
Globally. Do feel free to send us an email from whichever part of the globe you're in. Via. Would you say via or via?
I'd say via.
I would too. Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com.
To T-O.
Yeah. Make sure you spell.
And you'll find us on social media if you want us. If you want us, you'll find us.
We're blue tick. The thing is, we're blue tick.
I'm not.
You are, Susie.
I'm not on Twitter.
You're not blue tick.
No.
Chris will sort that out for you.
Yeah,
Chris will email them on your behalf.
Thank you.
It's well worth it.
Thank you, Tom.
I just think it's important. But you are on Instagram, right?
I am blue tick on Instagram.
You're blue tick on Instagram, and that's where it's really at. So do have a listen to the company soundtrack.
Yep.
Not not a paid endorsement.
No, it's not. Do join the Cubs, Beavers, or indeed the Brownies. Go to your local YMCA.
Go and support your Young Men's Christian Association.
Go and buy yourself one of those parachutes.
Go and buy a parachute run underneath it. Give yourself a nosebleed.
You know, these are... That's the thing with this podcast. We're constantly giving you life hacks.
Life hacks. Are those parachute things... Two things. They remind me of opening ceremonies at like football, actually at like Euro 96.
Sure.
Right on brand. The only bit of Euro 96 I remember is the opening ceremony. I love it when the kids run out and they unfold a big old round thing. It's a face or something. Oh, it's beautiful. It makes you cry, doesn't it? Aren't those parachute things you can put somebody in the middle of it and throw them up and down?
Yeah, you can do about that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Dangerous though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of it.
But they didn't do that at the YMCA.
No, they wouldn't, Tom. They didn't have the insurance, that sort of thing.
You can hang out with all the boys or the guys?
All the boys. You have a good one. You can hang out with all the boys.
You can...
I don't know.
You can... See, what's before you have a hot meal?
This is what the podcast will be like in 50 years. No, but we'll still be going. We'll still be in this room.
Still got it. Nobody wants it. all right.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week, everybody.
Okay. Cheers,
bye
love. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian. And someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.